didn't start the war in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russia's leader claims in a long speech today, just ahead of the one-year anniversary of his military invading Ukraine.
Responsibility for fomenting the Ukrainian conflict, for its escalation, and for the increasing number of victims lies entirely with Western elites.
President Putin also announced this today.
Russia is suspending its participation in the New START nuclear weapons treaty that reduces the number of nuclear missile launchers. He also said that Russia must stand ready to resume nuclear missile testing if the United States does so as well.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. President Biden is about to meet this hour with Poland's president, who wants more U.S. troops stationed near Russia's border. This the day after the Biden trip to Ukraine, where he said Putin's failing.
We're expecting a speech by President Biden designed to resonate with U.S. allies and further rally support behind Ukraine. The president will emphasize that Ukraine is standing strong when Russia thought it would cower, and that the West is united when Russia believed it would divide.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, not happy with the president's trip. Trent Connery tells Fox.
He was in the Ukraine giving millions of dollars away to people over there, not to us, and I'm furious.
More than 2 weeks after the train derailment in the mayor's town that spewed toxic chemicals and smoke, the head of the EPA will go there again today, and a new medical center will open in East Palestine for residents complaining of feeling sick amid all the contamination. An explosion at a metals plant near Cleveland, Ohio, has left one person dead, 13 injured. Oakwood Village Fire Captain Brian DiRocco says,
you're dealing with molten hot metal, so there's always an inherent danger.
Debris from the blast scattered hundreds of yards around the damaged plant. It's up to 8 people dead in Turkey and Syria from yesterday's earthquake that added to the misery and devastation from the earlier, more powerful quake over 2 weeks ago that killed 46,000 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
He's not running for president, at least not yet, but there is a lot of talk Florida Governor Ron DeSantis might enter the Republican race, and on President's Day, he went to 3 states.
We don't put up with woke ideology. We do not surrender to the woke mob. My state is where woke goes to die.
That was in Pennsylvania. DeSantis also spoke to law enforcement groups to support police near Chicago, Illinois, and in Staten Island, New York, which the governor called Florida North.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a former police officer, offered DeSantis a sarcastic welcome on Twitter. Welcome to NYC, Governor Ron DeSantis, a place where we don't ban books, discriminate against our LGBTQ plus neighbors, use asylum seekers as props, or let the government stand between a woman and health care.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. An arrest in California 2 days after Bishop was murdered. David O'Connell's housekeeper's husband taken into custody. He'd done work at the Bishop's home. 2 days after a shooting during a parade in New Orleans that left one person dead and 4 injured, the Mardi Gras festivities continue toward the finale.
This year's Mardi Gras in New Orleans has looked more like pre-pandemic years, with no more COVID restrictions and parades in full swing for the second year in a row. And for the first time in recent memory, a Latin American man is serving as Rex, King of Carnival. Tulane professor Ludovico Fioli is a native of Costa Rica, but has lived in New Orleans since 2000.
I've come to understand the wonderful good fortune that being able to congregate with the community represents.
Today is Fat Tuesday, marking the close of carnival season. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, which marks the start of Christian Lent. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop coming off the long holiday weekend. Dow futures are down more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.